Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
Mr. Mayo. This is Rosa calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was able to gather a couple of quotes for you in reference to this long tow. And what I was able to get for you is two. One with Mitchell's Towing for $1,256. And he would be there within 90 minutes or tomorrow if you don't want to do it today. That's what he said. And the other company is called Ike's Towing, and he would charge you $721, and he would be available in the estimated time about 2 hours for $721.
That's okay. I'll figure something out. I don't have that type of money.
Yes, I'm sorry, but your benefit covers you for 25 miles. No, we could also I was gonna suggest to tow your vehicle to like a repair shop that would be closer within the 25 miles, but you're parked outside a mechanic shop, right?
Yeah.
So they can't help you.
Nope. They said that the parts like they I basically I they want to put like brand new parts on it, but like I only have enough money to go to really to their junkyard and get like the junkyard parts and put on it. I don't know.
But I
I'm a town and I have
what
to.
I was gonna say, what I can suggest to you is that maybe you find one of those local mechanic shops or something. Well,
Yeah.
I shouldn't be saying this though, but that's what I would do. Find a closest shop within the 25-mile radius, I meant to say, and maybe instead of towing it all the way to home, so that you can drive it instead of unless you have. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to help. Either fix it in a different repair shop than the one you're at, or because it's a long ways. It's about 3 hours drive, and then the companies, whoever assists you, they're gonna be requesting payment for them to return back as well and stuff like that. So I suggest that you maybe get some help in fixing the vehicle. Like with another shop, there's gotta be like a local shop. Maybe a tire place could help you with a phone number for one of those local mechanics in town where you're at. Have you tried that?
I there was some I a local mechanic, he was supposed to come help out today, but he ended up saying, oh, he can't do it until tomorrow. Like I don't know.
Look, this is what I'm going out my way now here. I'm not supposed to do that. I don't know if I get in trouble or not, but what I would suggest, don't mention you're not from in town. Do not let them know you're stranded out of your city. Just pretend you're doing this for your friend or your girlfriend or whatever. Try to get a quote without the do not let them see that you are stranded outside of your area. I suggest that highly. And then find a tire shop. Usually the tire shops have friends that are mechanics, and then they could recommend a mechanic. Probably sometimes they are mechanics themselves, and they could probably help you out. Other than, don't rely on that one person that wasn't even there or wants to leave it for tomorrow, because he already knows that you really need to get somebody, and he's not in a rush because you know no one and stuff like that. You get me?
Yeah.
I'm just, recommendation. However, is there since not able to help you and the quotes that you that I provided to you are a bit high. I can understand if you do not want to go ahead and proceed with the ticket because the fee is too high. So what would you like? How would you like me to proceed with this?
I guess I don't know. I guess I'll have to figure something out. I mean, I just tried to call to see what, you know, to see what type of help I could get. But like, I don't have that type of money. I just put money into it thinking, you know, I just had to buy a belt. I just had to buy a belt and everything else for it. I don't have that type of money right now. I guess I'll just figure it out. I don't know. I'm just really trying to get the car off the dude's lot before they tow it and take it to impound lot or something. I don't know. I'm just in a jam.
Yeah, well, try to check with the local mechanic shop so they can help you out. And if your time is falling out and you're running out of time, try to push it to another different spot in front of another business and find your way around. I don't know. I feel for your situation and I'm sorry I cannot help you right now. I could try contacting another company and see if maybe do one more search, but they're going to be really high because you're 3 hours away.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be able to find anything under the $700. So,
I'll figure something out.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cancel the ticket.
Yeah.
Because you're unable to cover the out-of-pocket expense.
Yeah, that's way too high.
It's a bit high, so... I will go ahead and close the ticket. If you change your mind, you could always call us back and request the services.
Okay.
And just with your name, let me see if I can give you your policy number. With your VIN number, I was able to find your account with the VIN number that you provided. So as long as you give the VIN number from your vehicle, they'll be able to find your account.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.